USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Department of Justice has indicted former President Trump's strategist, Steve Bannon, for contempt of Congress. Bannon is charged with 2 counts of criminal contempt. If convicted, he could face up to 1 year behind bars and a fine of up to $100,000. Bannon declined to provide the January 6th committee with documents and testimony. Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows could also be indicted, as he too has failed to appear before the committee. Former Apprentice contestant Summer Zervos, who accused former President Trump of sexual assault, has now ended her defamation lawsuit against him. Her lawyers say she still stands by the allegations and hasn't received any compensation. Also, a New York judge has granted Trump's motion to dismiss a lawsuit filed by his former attorney, Michael Cohen, against the Trump Organization. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, and they're worried they're stuck with it. One that costs too much or doesn't meet their needs, or for whatever reason, they're just not happy with it. If that is you, some great news. There really is another choice. It's called MediShare, and it's such a great option, especially if you're self-employed, changing jobs, or part of the gig economy. Here's what you get when you switch to MediShare. First, huge savings. The typical family saves $500 a month. You also get a massive doctor network. You can just use the doctor of your choice, or MediShare's free 24/7 telehealth option. And you get to be part of something you can believe in. MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. No wonder MediShare gets double the customer satisfaction ratings compared with typical health insurance. So no, you are not stuck. You've got a great alternative. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Lawsuits over the deaths and injuries during last weekend's Astroworld Music Festival in Houston are now starting to pile up. Head attorney Benjamin Crump says his team represents more than 200 people who were injured, and they're filing 90 lawsuits on their behalf. He called out the event's promoters, saying they should have stopped the show at the first sign of a problem.
So everybody could see what's going on. Everybody could see who was on the ground. Everybody could see where everybody was at, and everybody could just take a breath. But they didn't do that.
Witnesses say there was no way to escape, and no one was there to help. Reina Irihita explains the situation.
It's such a horrible feeling thinking that I witnessed someone lose their life right in front of me and have people there say, oh, it's drugs, or it's just this and that, and me saying it's alive.
9 people were killed, and more than 300 were injured. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Olympic gymnast Sunisa Lee said she was pepper sprayed during a racist attack while she was in Los Angeles. The gold medal winner said she was waiting for an Uber with a group of Asian American friends when a vehicle pulled up and its occupants yelled racial slurs and told them to go back where they came from. One of the passengers sprayed Lee's arm with pepper spray before the car sped off. She said, I was so mad, but there was nothing I could do or control because they skirted off. I didn't do anything to them, and having the reputation, it's so hard because I didn't want to do anything that could get me into trouble, so I just let it happen. Lee, who is 18 years old, said the incident occurred in October when she was in Los Angeles to compete with Dancing with the Stars. She grew up in a Hmong community in St. Paul, Minnesota, and she won the all-around gold medal at the Tokyo Olympics. The FBI reported that during 2020, hate crimes rose to their highest level in 12 years, with crimes against Asian Americans rising by 76%. Last month, the Justice Department announced plans to earmark $21 million to prosecute hate crimes and provide assistance to victims. A judge in Los Angeles has officially ended Britney Spears' conservatorship, a legal guardianship under which she's lived for the past 13 years. The decision comes more than a month after a judge suspended Britney Spears' father, Jamie Spears, as her conservator. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.